Melbourne once again is the sporting capital of the country, if not the world, of the country. This weekend especially, there's footy, there's A-League, and there is a massive basketball game tonight at John Cain Arena, 7:30 tip-off. Melbourne United 2-0 up against the Perth Wildcats. They win tonight, they win the title. Dean Vickerman as a coach has been good enough to join us. Welcome, Dean.
Thanks for having me.
Nice to be back in the hometown, given you've been away. Two fantastic victories. I mean, against your wildest hopes and dreams to go over there against the Wildcats and come back with two wins under the belt.
Yeah, in unusual circumstances, you know, you get home court advantage and end up playing the first two games away. And, you know, Perth is such an amazing crowd over there. And, yeah, to come away with two wins and get an opportunity to win a championship on a home floor.
Hey, Dean, just talk to us about the challenges that you've faced in the last month because of COVID-19.
Yeah, you know, initially, right before that lockdown, we got out to go and play Brisbane. And then we didn't know where we were going to go next. We end up in Sydney. We isolate then in Perth, go to Adelaide, back to Sydney, end up playing a semi-final series in Sydney, back to Perth on a 30-day, 10-game road trip. So, and never really knowing quite sure when it was going to end and when we were going to see our family.
Were you worried about sort of like the mood and or maybe the morale of the group through all that period of time?
Yeah, you certainly were. And you know, throughout it, the club was fantastic. You know, they did everything they could to try and have us connect to our families, to try and get them to Sydney, and did absolutely everything they could. So they were amazing. You know, that really, we got three or four really new fathers on our team as well. So it was really important to try and get that connection. But the group as a whole was outstanding. You know, every now and again, you know, the food gets a little boring and different things, but, you know, as a group, they were amazing.
I've heard other coaches talk about this, you know, around the world in sports, and they've said that it can bring the team together. It can separate the team as well, but it can bring the right group of players together and the coach closer to the players as well. Is that the experience you've had?
Yeah, I think so. You know, you're all going through it together. So, and we were a group that they wanted all the information. They never wanted anything hidden. So whatever you know, coach, just tell it to us. It doesn't matter if it's on game day or whatever. It's not going to affect our performance. We'd rather just be informed, deal with the information, and then move on. But, you know, it's every day you're having breakfast together. You know, you don't do those kind of things at home. Every night you're going to eat dinner together and then make sure we've got our separation as well. So, you know, the time spent together, having conversations about life, having conversations about basketball, you know, I'll take those experiences and it'll be something we'll talk about later on.
And when you're in that situation, Dean, and it's there's an unpredictability about it all and it's uncertain, you're all looking at each other, you look to your leaders, I reckon, to get out onto the court and just say, okay, everything else that's happening doesn't matter, we've got to get the job done right here on the court. And from that point, Chris Golding, one of your co-captains, has been superb. I mean, how important has the lead been by your senior players?
Yeah, he's been amazing. And even yesterday, where he felt, you know, in our practice yesterday that it wasn't quite on point, he called everybody in. You know, let's go and let's stay on top of this one. And you know, everybody on the team has sacrificed, and you know, these guys are trying to get ready for an Olympic campaign, and there's so many things, you know, going on as well. But you know, on court, he's been absolutely amazing. I thought David Anderson, one of our, you know, veterans as well, just keep talking about the boys, about whatever's going on, fellas. This is our outlet. Enjoy it. You know, go and have fun playing basketball.
Sounds like they're going to explode at John Cain Arena tonight in front of 5,000 screaming fans. It's a sellout. I know we can't pack the place out because of COVID, but it must be something that everybody's looking forward to now.
Yeah, you know, our fans haven't seen us enough this year. And you know, friends and family, just, you know, having 5,000 sold out, you know, for a game three. And we know Perth are going to be absolutely tough. They have been, you know, so far this series, so it's going to be an absolute battle.
Don't want to give them a look in either, Dino. I reckon close it out tonight. Don't give them a sniff and let them get a bit of momentum up.
Certainly the plan. They've been great in the first quarters and first halves. I don't think we've led so far. So, you know, we'd love to get going right from the jump.
Hey, Big Jock was left off the MVP final three. Do you reckon he took that to heart in any way, Dean?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, he believes, you know, that he should have been spoke about in that conversation. And you know, I thought his game three against Southeast Melbourne was, you know, his most amazing game all year. We're down 17 and he just stood up and put the game on his back. And, yeah, he's been absolutely amazing. And I think he's going to have a massive impact on the Boomers.
Hey, we can't wait. It's a pretty tight and jammed sporting landscape tonight. But I tell you what, Melbourne United are going to take their position right at the front of the queue. 7:30 tonight, taking on the Perth Wildcats, John Cain Arena. Let's hope it's all done and dusted and the celebrations are on in earnest tomorrow.
Thank you.
Well done, Dean.
Dean Vickerman, here for JG Kings, building steel frame homes.